In the name of the Father, the Son, the Holy Spirit, the Lord be with you. Happy feast, everyone. We come together as God's family on this great feast of St. Martin de Porres, our patron on this special day in our church family. Let's call to mind our sins, but also call to mind God's incredible love that Martin knew in his life, and ask for God's mercy and forgiveness. Lord Jesus, you are mighty God and Prince of Peace. Lord, have mercy.
Lord, have mercy.
You are Son of God and Son of Mary. Christ, have mercy.
Christ, have mercy.
You raised up Martin de Porres to inspire us to be holy. Lord, have mercy.
Lord, have mercy.
May Almighty God have mercy on us, forgive us our sins, and bring us everlasting life.
Amen.
Glory to God in the highest, and on earth peace to people of goodwill. We praise you, we bless you, we adore you, we glorify you. We give you thanks for your great glory. Lord God, Heavenly King, O God, Almighty Father, Lord Jesus Christ, only begotten Son, Lord God, Lamb of God, Son of the Father, you take away the sin of the world, have mercy on us. You take away the sins of the world, receive our prayer. You are seated at the right hand of the Father, have mercy on us. For you alone are the Holy One, you alone are the Lord, you alone are the Most High, Jesus Christ, with the Holy Spirit, in the glory of God the Father. Amen. Let us pray. O God, you led St. Martin de Porres by a path of humility to heavenly glory. Grant that we may follow in his radiant footsteps and be exalted with him in heaven. We ask this through Christ our Lord. Amen.
A reading from the letter of St. Paul to the Philippians. Brothers and sisters, rejoice in the Lord always. I shall say it again, rejoice. Your kindness should be known to all. The Lord is near. Have no anxiety at all, but in everything, by prayer and petition, with thanksgiving, make your requests known to God. Then the peace of God that surpasses all understanding will guard your hearts and minds in Christ Jesus. Finally, brothers and sisters, whatever is true, whatever is honorable, whatever is just, whatever is pure, whatever is lovely, whatever is gracious, if there is any excellence, and if there's anything worthy of praise, think about these things. Keep on doing what you have learned and received and heard and seen in me. Then the God of peace will be with you. The word of the Lord.
Thanks be to God. In you, O Lord, I have found my peace.
O Lord, my heart is not proud, nor are my eyes haughty. I busy not myself with great things, nor with things to supply for.
In you, O Lord, I have found my peace.
Nay, rather, I have stood and waited, my soul like a weakened child, like a weakened child on his mother's lap. So is my soul within me. To you,
Lord, I have found my peace.
Always my hope in the Lord, now and
found my peace. The Lord be with you.
And with your spirit.
A reading from the Holy Gospel according to Matthew. When the Pharisees heard that Jesus had silenced the Sadducees, they gathered together, and one of them, a scholar of the law, tested Jesus by asking, "Teacher, which commandment of the law is the greatest?" He said to him, "You shall love the Lord your God with all your heart, with all your soul, with all your mind. This is the greatest and the first commandment. The second is like it. You shall love your neighbor as yourself." The whole law and the prophets depend on these two commandments. The Gospel of the Lord. So glad you came out for Mass. I know sometimes Saturday mornings are a great day to relax and to rest a little bit, but we had to open the church today and celebrate this feast of our own saint, St. Martin de Porres. Amen? It's good to be in church this morning. Amen. I love sports and I love the news. It's two things that I watch. Outside of that, I don't watch too much television. But I have to admit that it's very difficult to watch the news right now. At least for me, it is. Whatever channel you like to watch, I'm a CNN person. But even on CNN, it's very difficult to watch because we hear so much nasty talk. So much you said, he said, and back and forth and arguing. It almost becomes toxic and weighs you down. Anybody feel weighed down right now with all that's going on? Can't wait till the elections are over on Tuesday? But I heard one person say, a commentator, talk about how do we change the narrative of the bitterness, the nastiness, and the meanness of our political environment. And the person said, we need more love. More love. Very simple message, but so true. We have to show love. But the king said that hate can't drive out hate. It's only love can do that. And when you know that you're loved by God, that God does care for you, and you're deeply rooted in that spiritual reality, it changes how you behave yourself. Even in the midst of so much hatred, you hold your head up high, straighten your back up, and you keep on walking because you know you are God's child. Way back in the 16th century, Martin de Porres had every reason to be bitter. I often think of him, I think of our young people, because his life story is very similar to theirs. His father didn't want him because he was dark. He grew up in poverty in a single-parent home. Even the order he tried to join, the Dominicans, didn't want him in our racist church at times because he was too dark. Martin had every reason to be a bitter old man, but he wasn't. He got better. Because Martin de Porres knew he was God's child. Someone taught him that. One of the sisters, maybe. One of his catechists. Perhaps his mom. But someone instilled in him the fact, you are God's child. You matter. You are somebody. And because of that, Martin rose above the nasty rhetoric of his time and went about serving God's people. I think his example today appeals to us so many centuries later. We can be bitter, angry, mean, nasty people. We can buy into the nastiness of our world today, or we can choose to rise above. It's not easy, but that's why we come to Mass. That's why we pray. That's why we have community, because it's that support and that prayer life. When you know that you know that you know that you are God's child, then the rest of the world can just move to the side. Don't let anybody take your joy. St. Paul wrote these words from prison. Rejoice in the Lord always. I'm going to say it again, rejoice. Because Paul knew who he was. And because we know who we are, and we have St. Martin de Porres, a man who looks like us in heaven, why are we afraid? Why do we continue to be bitter? No. We will continue to rejoice in God's goodness. We know the best is yet to come, and God is with us each and every day. Martin de Porres, from your place in heaven, pray for us. Help us to serve the poor like you did. Help us open wide doors of inclusion and compassion as you did. Help us to know that God cares for us as you did. Martin de Porres, the patron of our parish family, pray for us. Amen. Stay in our seats now and just offer now to God our prayers. For our church, Pope Francis, and all those who lead the church, especially our priests and bishops who need prayer, especially right now, we pray to the Lord. For those who are very hurt in any way, who are struggling in their faith and struggling in general, for those who have been hurt by members of the church leadership, we pray to the Lord. For our nation, these very troubled times of American life, we might rise above the bitterness and the nastiness and to rise to become the true people that we know we are, we pray to the Lord. For those who are sick, for those who are in need, those who care for the sick, as Martin of Porres ministered to those in need, may we too pray and help those who are suffering today. We pray to the Lord. For Father Jim Farron, whom we offer Mass today, and all the priests and sisters and deacons who served as St. Martin of Porres these last 25 years, we pray to the Lord. In this month of the Holy Souls, all the names that are written and will be written in our Book of Remembrance, knowing that our souls, the just, are in the hand of God, we pray to the Lord. For our own personal prayers we have in our hearts today, we all bring something that we know needs healing today. The balm of Gilead might be with us. So lift it up now in silence and trust that Martin will take it to the face and the throne of God. God of love and mercy and kindness, we celebrate today our patron saint, St. Martin de Porres. May his life example of his life inspire us to go from bitter to better. Listen to our prayers. Through Christ our Lord. Amen. Stand and pray that our sacrifice may be acceptable to God the Almighty Father. May the Lord accept the sacrifice in my hands, the praise and glory of his name, for our good and good of all the church. Loving God, accept the gifts we place upon your holy table today. With the example of Martin, help us to strive for holiness. We ask this through Christ our Lord.
Amen.
The Lord be with you.
And with your spirit.
Lift up your hearts. Let us give thanks to the Lord our God.
It is right and just.
It is truly right and just, our duty and salvation, always and everywhere to give you thanks. Lord, Holy Father, Almighty, Eternal God, in the saints who consecrated their lives with Christ, we receive inspiration that where they are, we want to join them one day. This great cloud of witnesses spurs us on to victory. And so we join the angels, St. Martin de Porres, and all the saints in heaven, and join their choir in a song of praise and thanksgiving.
Holy, 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 holy. Blessed is he who comes in the name of the Lord. Hosanna in the highest. Hosanna in the highest.
You are indeed holy, O Lord, the font of all holiness. Make holy, therefore, these gifts, we pray, by sending down your Spirit upon them like the dewfall, that they may become for us the body, the blood of our Lord Jesus Christ. At the time he was betrayed, he entered willingly into his passion. He took bread, he gave thanks, he broke the bread and said, "Take this, all of you, and eat of it, for this is my body, which will be given up for you." In a similar way, when supper was ended, he took the chalice. Once more, giving thanks, he gave it to his disciples, saying, "Take this, all of you, and drink from it. For this is the chalice of my blood, the blood of the new and eternal covenant, which will be poured out for you and for many for the forgiveness of sins. Do this in memory of me." The mystery of faith.
We proclaim your death,
O Lord,
and we profess your resurrection until you come,
O Lord,
until you come.
Therefore, as we celebrate the memorial of his death and resurrection, we offer you, Lord, the bread of life and the chalice of salvation, giving thanks you've held us worthy to be in your presence and minister to you. Humbly, we pray that, partaking of the body and blood of Christ, we may be gathered into one by the Holy Spirit. Remember, Lord, your church that spread throughout the world, and bring her to the fullness of honesty, of charity, and of justice, together with Francis, our Pope, Charles, our Bishop, the laity, the religious, and the clergy. Remember our sisters and brothers who have fallen asleep in the hope of resurrection, especially Father Jim Sharon, all those who passed from our church family, the names inscribed in our Book of Life. Welcome them home to the light of. Have mercy on us all, we pray. And with the Blessed Virgin Mary, the Mother of God, Blessed Joseph, her spouse, St. Martin de Porres, our patron saint, and all the saints who have pleased you throughout the ages, that we may merit to be co-heirs to eternal life, to praise and glorify you through your Son, Jesus Christ. Through him and with him and in him, O God, Almighty Father, in the unity of the Holy Spirit, all glory and honor is yours, forever and ever. At the Savior's command, formed by divine teaching, we dare to say, Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done, on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. Deliver us, Lord, we pray, from all that's evil. Grant us peace in our day, that by the help of your grace and mercy, keep us free from sin, safe from all anxiety, as we await the blessed hope and the coming of our Savior Jesus Christ. For the kingdom, the power, and the glory are yours, now and forever. Lord Jesus Christ, you said to your apostles, "Peace I leave you, my peace I give you." Look not on our sins, but on the faith of your church. Grant us the peace, the unity of your kingdom, where you live and reign forever and ever.
Amen.
The peace of Jesus be with you always.
And with your spirit.
Let's offer each other a sign of peace. Behold Jesus, the Lamb of God, who takes away the sins of the world. He is the cause of our hope and joy. Blessed are those called to the supper of the Lamb. Lord, I am not worthy you should enter under my roof. Only say the word, and my soul shall be healed. before our final prayer this morning, once again, thank you for joining us for Mass today. It's a beautiful joy to be together. Small crowds, it's fine. It's a matter of two or three are gathered. The Lord is with us. So thank you for being here today. And we ask God to bless the rest of our day. And as you're going to the banquet, the bus will leave at 12 o'clock in the church. But no matter what happens the rest of the day, this is Martin's Day. And so celebrate and be joyful in the blessings received today, especially the gift of Eucharist we have received. And thank you to Darren for helping us leave us the song today. So appreciate your presence.
Yeah, thank you.
Let us pray. In the Eucharist we have just received, Lord, in this great feast of St. Martin de Porres and his church, give us new strength to invigorate our hearts and minds and love you and make our world a better place. We ask this through Christ our Lord. The Lord be with you. May Almighty God bless this church family, the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit. Let us go in peace and joy. Thanks be to God.